Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you. I guess you had a family wedding, and then you've come right into your convention for the summer. That had to have been a tough schedule.
Nah, it was two exciting events back-to-back. My daughter, Kristen, married a lovely guy, and of course, I posted it on Facebook as the proud daddy, and then shot right over here the minute the wedding was over. So, but all's great.
Fantastic. All right, so we're in Anaheim, California at your summer convention. First question I like to always ask, you've been engaging with the membership. You know, what is the tone of the membership based on where we are with the economy?
Well, the good news is for the first 6 months of the year, we've taken market share. And in most of our markets, even in the struggling markets, our members are surveying back to us that they are growing their sales. As you know, Kemp, we do an all-member survey every year. 2 years ago, their primary concern was lowering costs, protecting margin, lowering operating expenses. This year, they went on the offense. And as a matter of fact, their concern listed this year, the majority of our members said, I want to grow my sales and grow my market share. So we've been very encouraged by the first 6 months of where we are versus our other independent retail competition. Now, of course, you know, the home centers remain a major competitor, as do some of the category killers like Lumber Liquidators, and both those entities continue to add storefronts. But we've also been very pleased on that front. You know, we've had a net gain of new storefronts in this very tough economy. So all in all, cautiously optimistic.
All right, so you say you've taken share. Do you think you've taken share versus other independent flooring retailers or versus all retail?
I think we've taken market share versus all retail. And that wasn't the case 2 to 3 years ago. But because of the new proprietary programs we've brought out, because of the new marketing approach we've taken both online and through traditional media, because of some of the things we've done, such as our national Tigressive promotion event, which was extremely successful, I believe we've taken share from all retail.
You know, Charlie Delks this morning in the general session was talking about just some basic statistics around where the business is headed. And I thought that was very interesting. He was talking about how well he thought 2011 was going to be flat from a unit perspective and up maybe 2% from a revenue perspective because of the price increases that have gone through. Where do you think we're headed for the rest of this year and into 2012?
I would have to agree with Charlie. I don't have a crystal ball into 2012. You know, depending on what this administration does with Congress, I think that would have a negative or positive impact. But again, I think we've gotten to the point where regardless of what happens, we need to take market share. Our members are getting a lot more aggressive, a lot more savvy on how they promote. We've done an unbelievable job at bringing great value products into the system and at the same time maintaining who we are in the marketplace. So, you know, we're very pleased with the positioning. From what we can tell and what we get reported through Charlie and the Catalina Research numbers, we are gaining share. And granted, we'd like to be up more significantly than we are, but I think flat is probably good. I'd like to see next year at 2 to 3%, which I think is realistic for us.
You said something interesting just then. You said who we are. And, you know, one of the key things to success is, as you said in the general session, you've got to define what your unique selling proposition is and then advertise that to the right target audience. Tell me who Carpet One is out there in this market.
Well, we just came off the first year of a 3-year plan that we started a year ago. And if you look at the vision statement that our members created, they basically said, look, we will be the store of choice for professionally installed flooring in every community we serve. And all of those words in that vision statement are very important. The truth is that Carpet One Floor and Home, because they're the best at what they do. If you ask an owner in this group, what do you attribute your success to? They will say repeat and referral business. 60, 70, some of them say 80%. Some of them have so much repeat and referral business, they don't advertise to the degree I'd like to see them do. But they want to be that store of choice, that trusted, local, neighborhood, professional, expert that stands behind what they do. And here's the other thing. I would not want to be a small independent trying to survive in a marketplace against the monsters and against the Carpet One. If you think about it, Kemp, no one offers what we do. We have exclusive products. We have the best warranties and back them up. We have self-claims process. We have lifetime installation guarantees. We have healthier living installation. We have the beautiful guarantee that we'll replace it for free, and it doesn't cost our members anything. We have the metal system. We have Selectafloor. When you look at the merchandising and the products and the way we go to market, I don't see how any independent competes effectively against that. Now, The bigger enemy that we got to go after is the home centers, who have the marketing clout, they have obviously the locations, and they have the perception of better value and better price. The good thing is they keep advertising, and that's a good thing. They elevate the awareness for floor covering. It increases the marketplace, gives all of us an opportunity to sell more.
You have a lot of background there. As most people know, you worked for Home Depot as a buyer for many years. And last night I was interested, Jonathan Trivers gave a presentation to Flooring America, and he was talking about where he thought the home centers, especially Home Depot, had might have lost their way just a little bit when it comes to flooring sales. Is that what your research is showing?
Well, I don't know if I can agree with that. I think they've lost their way when it comes to professional installation of flooring. They deliberately commoditize the one thing that they're not good at. They are not good at professional installation to the level or degree that any independent is. So they commoditize it with their $37 whole house install. It's another way to promote. I think that's lost a tremendous amount of steam and credibility in the marketplace. We found a way to compete very effectively against that. But when it comes to take-with product, especially in the hard surface categories, I mean, those two guys, Lowe's and Dude, they're monsters. You know, when you get 2 billion transactions a year through your store and you have that many people just walking through your boxes, you're going to develop a reputation as a destination for certain floor covering. And, you know, that's fine. They'll take that. But to see what they're doing with commodities like 67-cent laminate and 29-cent ceramic tile and lumber liquidators 19-cent laminate, I mean, all it does is denigrate the value and the reputation of floor covering in the eyes of the consumer. We don't think that's a very healthy approach. But look, we can't control what they do. All we have to do is outsell them and outservice them. And in most markets, that's exactly what we do, Kemp.
And actually, you know, Charlie this morning when he was giving some of his statistics pointed out that while carpet has maybe been losing one or two share points and it's maybe in the low 50s as far as share, with Carpet One, your share of sales is 61% carpet. So in a way, you've actually probably reacted because with the home centers, their share is probably more heavily weighted on the hard surface side, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's definitely. And, you know, we do a financial benchmarking service that we provide at no charge to our members every year. And we compare that to what the WFCA has in comparison. Now, one thing is our average ticket is substantially higher than most independents, and it's substantially higher than the home centers, especially in soft surface. So I think on carpet, and this is just my opinion, I think we get a lot of the house. I think the home centers get a little room off the roll bars or they get a bedroom. So as a competitor in the soft surface arena, we love it when they advertise and get out there because we can compete very effectively. But they're tigers when it comes to that commodity ceramic, that commodity laminate, that low-priced wood. I mean, they give unfinished wood away, and they're always going to be there. They aren't focused on us. They're focused on each other. Lowe's is focused on Depot, and Depot's focused on Lowe's. And, you know, and as long as those two animals keep fighting each other, we'll just stay in the background and kind of do what we do.
All right, real quick, before we run out of time, just, you know, one of the things you do at these meetings is you roll out new marketing plans, you roll out new products. Just a couple of highlights, if you would. Can you just tell me one or two items you're really excited about that you're rolling out this year?
Yeah, we brought a brand into the marketplace about 6 years ago called Resista, polyester product that just has tremendous performance against stain. And the original concept was stains roll off it like water off a duck's back. Well, we've just enhanced it, called Resista Refresh, and our members will see that. We've added some very unique product attributes to that. We also are coming out with an exclusive product from one of our suppliers in the hardwood category that has a very distinctive performance characteristic that no other wood offers, so we're excited about that. We've been working for 2.5 years with IBC on an LVT luxury vinyl tile program, so that's being launched finally. We now have the technology down and the joint systems that it will perform the way we say it will. So we're excited about all those. We have two major national promotions coming up in the fall that will be very significant for our members. We hope to have the same type of results, and I anticipate we will, that we had this spring with our Tigressa carpet.
Just one last question. When it comes to the Carpet One and the number of stores and the number of members, has there been much change there since the last time we talked?
No, actually, we've had a net gain of probably about 4. You know, I think we've lost in the last 6 months maybe 16, and I think we've added 20. And that's kind of typical for us. You know, the attrition rate that we have is substantially lower than what the independents report through Catalina Research. And we always have folks in the pipeline. You know, we're always very interested in where can we fill market gaps with the proper size, volume, and financially qualified independent. And they're hard to find. And a lot of them have other affiliations. But I think we're doing based on the reporting I get, a much better job than any other independent cooperative and certainly any other independent group out there.
Okay, great. Eric, appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Eric Demery at the Carpet One Convention in Anaheim, California, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.